Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be looking at the letter G. G says G. G says G. I'm super excited for this lesson today. I just need you to remember that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It's gonna be okay. You can finish coloring something or writing something at the end of the activity. All right, so let's get started. Find a pencil so you can write your name at the top of your page. Write it neatly because we need to know who you are. I am Mrs. Oldham, and I am going to do this activity with you today. So, when you're finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down because you won't need it for a little while. We're going to color first. We'll write later. So, at the top of your page, you should see a picture. There are some objects in that picture that begin with the letter G and say G. We're going to look for some of those. So, let's start by looking at the grandma. There's a grandma up there. She's sweet. And I want to know if grandma starts with a G sound. Grandma. Yes, it does. So let's color grandma's dress purple. Find some kind of a purple crayon and let's color her dress purple. Ready, go. So grandma begins with the letter G sound. G says grandma. G, grandma, g. G, grandma, g. You say it. Good job. G, grandma, g. Grandma begins with the letter G. That's our letter for the day. And it says g, g, g. G, g, g. Like gorilla. Gorilla begins with the letter G and says g, g, g. Gorilla and grandma both begin the same way. We are coloring her dress purple. That's part of this listen activity. You have to listen and color it the color that I ask you to. So then I know if you're following directions. I have finished coloring grandma's dress. So I think you're finished too. So let's put our crayons down. Finished or not in 5, 4, 3. 2, and 1. Okay. Does gate start with the letter G? G-g-gate. Does it begin with the G sound? Yes, it does. Let's color the gate red. Some kind of red. It doesn't have to be a perfect red. But let's color the gate red. The gate is in the middle. It has the little door. Let's color it. The other part is not the gate, and we'll talk about that. So gate says G, just like grandma. G, gate, G. G, gate, G. Gate, grandma, both start with the letter G. So let me ask you this. If gorilla, grandma, and gate all start with the letter G, does garage start with the letter G? Garage. Yes, it does. Does the word car start with the letter G? Car. No, that one doesn't. That says k, k, k. Does the word, how about this? Gone start with the letter G? Gone. Yes, gone starts with the letter G. How about star? Star. No, that doesn't start with the letter G. That's not true. Okay, so we have grandma, gate, And this that she's standing by, the place that Grandma is standing by, and this gate is a garden gate. Garden. Does garden begin with the letter G? Garden. Yes, garden does. Now we're coloring the inside gate, the one in the middle. What about the outside where it has a fence? Fence. Does fence start with the letter G? No, fence does not say g, g, g. We're looking for words that begin with g, g, g. All right, so let's finish coloring the garden gate next to Grandma in about 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Will you put your red crayon down? Let's see. So we have grandma, gate, garden. Should we color the flowers? Flowers. No, those don't start with G. I don't hear g at the beginning of flower. What about goat? Yes, let's color our goat. Let's color the goat brown. Find your brown crayon and let's color the goat brown. All right, so goat begins with G, goat, just like grandma and gate and garden and gorilla. So grandma has a garden gate, and behind the garden gate she has a goat. Goat and garden gate and grandma too began with the letter G, and they say g, they say g, they all say g. Garden gate, goat, grandma say g, g, g. Grandma goat and gate say g. How do you like my song? I just made it up right now and then. Can you tell? Yeah, it doesn't rhyme. I wish it rhymed. I like songs that rhyme, but I was having trouble thinking of a rhyming word. So we've got goat that begins with G, gate that begins with G, grandma that begins with G. These all begin with G. G, 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 goat. G, 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 grandma. G, g, gate. I'm finished coloring my brown g, g, goat. So maybe you're finished too. Yes? Okay. So let's put down our brown crayon. And what about, should we color behind the goat all along the path? Should we color the grass? Does grass begin with G? G-g-grass. Yes, yes it does. Find some kind of a green crayon and let's color the grass behind the goat all the way. It's like a path. There's some flowers there. We're going to leave the flowers alone. But let's color the grass all along the back. All right? Ready? Go. Grass begins with G and says g, 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 grass, g, g, goat, g, g, grandma, g, g, gate. All of these begin with G. The garden has some grass today. The garden has some grass today and a goat. Now, boys and girls, we're coloring the grass green. What does the color green begin with? Green. Yes, it begins with G also. Wow. So green, grass. We're coloring it over by the goat and then going all the way across our paper. And it's behind the grandma and all the way to the edge. Do you all see that? All right. So boys and girls, grass, goat, grandma, gate, green, these all begin with what letter? G. And what sound does G make? G. Awesome. Okay. All right. Yes, we're doing it. Now, I see we said, no, let's not color the fence. Don't color the flowers. What about Grandma's glasses? Glasses. Yes, her glasses. Glasses begin with the letter G. Find some kind of a blue crayon and let's color her glasses. Hopefully you have kind of a sharp crayon. Do your best. Just color her glasses some kind of blue color. Some kind of blue color. Glasses starts with G, just like Grandma and just like garden and gate and goat. Glasses. Okay, that didn't take me very long at all because her glasses are small. So put down your blue crayon, please and thank you, in 5. Finished or not? 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you so, so much. Let's pick up our pencils. We're going to do a little bit of writing. Look at number 1. If you go across, not down, go across, sideways, you will see 3 capital, or we can say uppercase, 3 capital or uppercase G's in a row. Let's trace those capital G's. Ready? Start on number 1. Trace the capital G with me. Ready? Go. G, G. Scoot over. Do it again. Trace it. G, G. Scoot over. Do it again. G, G. Scoot over. We're still on number 1. It's blank. There is nothing there for me to trace. Whatever shall I do? Yes, write your own capital G. Your own uppercase G. Ready? Go. Do it for practice. Capital G, G. Scoot over. Do it again. Capital G, G. And 1 more time for extra practice. Capital G, G. So you have 3 capital G's that you traced and 3 capital G's that you wrote all by yourself. Okay, let's do number 2, boys and girls. On number 2, if you go across, you're going to see how many lowercase G's. Yes, there are 3 lowercase G's. Let's trace them. G, G. Move over. Trace it. G, G. Scoot over. Trace it. G, G. Scoot over. Oh no, I don't have anything on my paper. It's blank. What do I want you to do? Yes, write your own lowercase G. Ready? Go. Lowercase G, G. Scoot over. Do it again. Lowercase G, G. Last time for extra practice. Lowercase G, G. There you are. All right, let's look at number 3. Do you see there's a whole lot of black letters on number 3? If you go sideways across, there are a whole lot of dark black letters. I want you to find the capital G's and circle them. Go ahead, look on number 3, go across. If you can find a capital G, circle it. Now, we're not circling the letters that we traced or the letters that we wrote by ourselves. We're just on number 3. They're dark black letters. Find all the capital G's and circle them. How many did you circle that were capital or uppercase G's on number 3? Me too. You should have 3 of them circled. Let's find the lowercase G's on number 3. Again, we're not circling the ones we traced or the ones we wrote. We're on number 3. Look for the dark black lowercase G's. The dark black lowercase G's. How many did you find? I did too. You should have 3 lowercase G's and 3 capital G's all on number 3. How cool is that? 3, 3, 3. Okay, number 4. You should see a row of pictures. I'm going to tell you the name of the picture. If it begins like G, G, like grandma and gate and goat, I want you to circle it if it begins with the letter G sound. Ready? Number 4. The first picture is dinosaur. Dinosaur. Does that begin with a G? G? No, leave it alone. The next picture is gas or gasoline. Did you circle it? Me too, because gasoline says gasoline. The next picture is girl. Girl. Yes, circle it. Girl begins with g. Scoot across. What about bear? Bear. Nope. It's not what we're looking for. The next one is gorilla. Gorilla. Yes, circle it. That begins with the letter G sound. Gorilla. And the last picture is astronaut. Astronaut. No, don't circle that. That doesn't begin with G. So our pictures are gasoline, girl, gorilla. And friends, we finished the whole activity. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time.